Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, your new favourite quiz show and a podcast that can help fill the gap between the end of Tipping Point and the start of Pointless. Here we go. I'm Makita Oliver, and it's time to kick off another week of quizzes with a General Knowledge Monday. Joining me today is DJ, presenter, and comedian David Sideman Whiteley. Hello, Sideman.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Or should I, what do you want, David today or Sideman? What kind of mood are you in?
I'm totally okay to be called Sideman or coleslaw or garlic bread. Anything on the side, really. It's all fine.
Okay. We might do coleslaw later. Sideman also presents a podcast called The Mentor, which you should listen to. It's him and businessman Rick Lewis dishing out life advice and trying to help three young people out. Search for The Mentor in your podcast app. So today we've got 12 questions with 15 points to play for. Let's quiz. Question number one. In the opening sequence of Toy Story 1, who is the first toy we see playing the part of a bank robber?
I have no idea.
Have you seen Toy Story 1?
I have, but that was like literally maybe a decade ago.
I'd say just name a Toy Story character then. You might get lucky.
Even then, it's like literally I can only remember Buzz Lightyear.
Is that your answer?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, incorrect. It's actually, the answer was Mr. Potato Head.
Okay.
Yes. Question number two. What is the capital of Cuba?
I hate stuff like this, you know. Because this is where I let my black people down. Oh,
No.
Capital of Cuba. I don't know.
That's okay. The correct answer was Havana.
I would have never guessed that.
No, I wouldn't have known that.
I was about to answer it with probably a whole other Caribbean country.
Question number three. A podiatrist specializes in what part of the human body?
Feet.
Correct. Hey. We in. Question number four. What is the name of the Cadbury's cream egg bars that are included in Cadbury's Heroes?
I didn't know they had names.
Me neither. Do you get Heroes?
I thought they were just cream eggs. I have no idea.
The answer is Twisted.
Oh, this is going to make me, this whole quiz is just going to make me seem so unintelligent.
Don't you worry. There are many categories. Question number five. In May 2009, which Scottish poet was appointed the first ever female poet laureate on a 10-year term?
Okay. Nelson Mandela.
Incorrect. Correct answer we were looking for was Carol Ann Duffy. Question number six. Good Living is the biggest supermarket magazine in the UK. Which supermarket owns it?
Oh, would it be Tesco?
Incorrect. The correct answer is Asda.
Okay. I feel like I could have guessed that. My second guess, but yeah.
Yeah. Question number seven. Number seven is a cosmetics range by which high street chain?
A cosmetic range by
number seven. Can you see it visually? It's pretty big. It's all over the place.
Might
have had a girlfriend in the past that used the number seven range. What brand was it?
No. First of all, having a girlfriend has been a difficulty for me. But I literally don't know. I'm about to say something wild. I don't know. M&S. I don't know.
The correct answer was Boots. Almost.
Boots. I could have guessed that, man.
In it. Okay. Let's all hold hands and do this together. Question number eight. The Flying Scotsman is an express train that has run since 1862 from Edinburgh to which London train station?
Marylebone.
Incorrect. We're looking for King's Cross. Number 9. Are you good at maths?
I'm all right at maths, yeah.
Okay. The angles of a triangle...
Wrong kind of maths.
Add up to how many degrees? This
the
we
angles.
Oh. Remember, we learnt this. I think this was the
240.
Oh, it's 180.
180. Wait, why would it be 180? Isn't each degree 90?
That's of a right angle, isn't it?
Okay.
Anyway, the correct answer was 180 degrees. Neither Sideman or I knew that, so that's good. Time for your final three questions in your General Knowledge Monday, which all have multiple correct answers, okay?
Yes.
Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name any of the 4 great inventions of ancient China?
I'm so dumb. I'm thinking of stuff like Samsung. Like, I'm just
this is hardcore.
The Wall of China. Is that an invention? I don't know.
It's not on my list. You know what they invented, David, Sideman, yeah. Coleslaw? What? They invented paper, for God's sake.
Wow.
Printing.
That's relevant.
Yeah. Compass and gunpowder. So thank you, China, for all of the above. Okay.
Yeah, 3 out of 4 were helpful.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we're doing this. Question number 11 for 2 points. Can you name any 2 pieces on an Operation board game?
Any 2 pieces on an Operation board game? That would be like body parts, innit?
In it, exactly.
Heart and lung.
What type of heart do you think would need fixing?
Heartbroken.
Thank you. Okay, let's go. God. All right. Broken heart.
Seem so dumb right now.
It's fine. It's fine. You know what? That's why I asked the questions, because I do not know these answers.
The answers.
You could have also had Adam's apple, ankle bone connected to the knee bone, bread basket, brain freeze, butterflies in stomach, Charlie horse, funny bone, spare ribs, water on the knee, wishbone, wretched ankle, and writer's cramp. I mean,
oh, that's a lot.
Question number 12 for 3 points. This is the last in your general knowledge. Can you name any 3 of the 10 longest running shows on UK national TV?
EastEnders.
It's not here. Another soap is. I thought EastEnders, but it's not been on. Some of these shows have been on for a long time.
Coronation Street.
Coronation Street, I have. Number 4. 60 years it's been on television.
God knows what the rest of them would be. It's not going to be Hollyoaks.
No, I'm going to say that for free. It's not going to be Hollyoaks.
Match of the day.
Match of the day, yes! Number 7. 56 years Match of the Day has been on TV.
Wow.
Well done. You got 2 out of 3. You could have also had Panorama, 67 years. The Sky at Night, great show, 63 years. Blue Peter, 62 years. Songs of Praise, 59 years. Horizon, 56 years. Gardener's World, I love Gardener's World, 52 years. A Question of Sport, 52 years. And University Challenge and Points of View, both 51 years. Your score, Sideman, is 4 points. We'll talk through your points after a quick ad break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't.
I actually love interaction with people.
I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
I'm feeling, spiritually, that quizzes aren't your thing.
There's 2 problems. Number 1, I only know the things that are relevant to my life. And I've made it a point to be like that my entire life. And there's not 1 thing on that quiz where I feel like I've needed to get through life to the point where I am currently with that information. Secondly, I'm so okay with losing when it comes to games or quizzes or anything of that nature.
That's a good trait to have. That's good.
It literally demoralizes me from even attempting to try.
Okay. That's interesting. See, that's it. Most people would hate losing so much that they would try and win. You're just like, look.
No, but it doesn't make sense because you're losing at something that doesn't matter in the grand scale of things. It doesn't, unless I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, it doesn't increase my rent paying ability.
How do you know we don't have £1 million at the end of this quiz?
That's true. That's when everything would change and I would have to use Google without your knowledge.
Okay. Okay. Very different kind of quiz. Tell us about your podcast then, The Mentor. Tell us about everything that you've been doing with that.
Yeah, so the Mentor podcast is it's following multi-millionaire CEO Rick Lewis, as he basically has these mentoring sessions with three young rising stars, as we call them, that are going through different kinds of difficulties in terms of reaching their dreams and their aspirations. And they're all different ages as well and going through different struggles, all from underprivileged backgrounds. And he's just literally mentoring them, and I'm kind of narrating the whole experience and giving my two cents every now and again. And I think it's just a beautiful thing. I'm very intentional as of recent in what I involve myself with.
Yeah.
And I'm just happy to involve myself with something like this that is really helping young people, because it's not just helping the young people on the show, but it's also helping young people that are listening in to hear advice from somebody that's done it, a multimillionaire, a very successful man.
Yeah.
And that's advice that a lot of people pay a lot of money for.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, knowledge is power. And I think people forget that there's not always access to that knowledge and those stories and that advice for everyone. So I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, definitely.
Sideman, thank you very much.
No, thank you for having me.
Oh, bless him. It's the taking part that counts, thank you, if you want more Sideman in your life. And why wouldn't you? Go and download The Mentor. That's his podcast with Rick Lewis. It's hugely inspiring. Just search for The Mentor in your podcast app. We're back tomorrow with a music quiz. So if you're listening while preparing dinner or doing a jigsaw, let's do it all again tomorrow.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.